Welcome to the AgriFutures Australia Chicken Meat Program podcast. In this episode, Fran Copley from Integrity Ag and Environment joins me to talk about their project on carbon neutral pathways for the Australian Chicken Meat Program. Welcome, Fran.
Hi, Rochelle. Thanks for having me.
Oh, lovely for you to be here with us. So, Fran, the work that you have done in this area has looked at the current state of play with regards to greenhouse gas emissions across the whole supply chain, and also to identify options and pathways for low carbon chicken. So if we can just go back a step, so obviously environmental sustainability is a hot topic at the moment, but what initiated this project and why did you look into it?
Yeah, great question. So it is a very hot topic and there's been a lot of changes over the past few years in this space. And probably one of the key first steps was that we already knew that chicken meat was a very sort of low environmental impact food commodity. It's a very efficient form of protein. We see that in the FCR. But one of the challenges, I guess, facing the industry and agriculture more broadly is their position in the supply chain. So, you know, we are hearing from both the federal government, from major customers, even from lenders now, that they're expecting more and more transparency in their supply chain and are really prioritizing, highlighting, celebrating, and promoting more sustainable food products. And a lot of that is coming from the consumer end of things. But the chicken meat industry is quite exposed to that. So having a really solid understanding of and a credible and scientific understanding, I guess, of what the baseline is that's already really strong for the industry is key, but then also some sort of investigation about, well, how do we actually reach these targets that are coming, you know, at the economy level, but that are also coming within the supply chain.
Thanks, Fran. So I know that part of this project, you looked at, yeah, what's happened in the past, but also that, as I mentioned before, the current state of play. So there's, I guess, probably the difference now compared to when it was a benchmark for this was originally done. Emissions have been looked at in a different way. Could you explain that?
Yeah, sure. So even a few years ago, I mean, we collected FY20 data for this project. So it was a 2020 baseline. And at that point, although, yes, there was a fair bit out there in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, it was a bit of a more niche area of the market. Like, particularly within organisations, there are a lot of people who were really passionate about it, but it hadn't yet necessarily made its way up to, you know, the overarching, this is business as usual. It's the expectation that we sort of acknowledge that we generate emissions, but also commit to doing something about them. And I think that's really one of the key evolutions that we've seen, that, you know, it's gone from an, oh, that's interesting, to a bit more of an, oh, that's interesting. So, yeah, how do we actually implement these things? What's the time frame? Are there, you know, other impacts across other environmental indicators? And I think that acknowledgement that it's become not just those, you know, voices crying in the wilderness or those really passionate people to go, actually, it's every level of society which is now saying this is an expectation and we have to get there.
That's a great explanation. Thanks, Fran. So just wanting to talk about what you specifically looked at too in this project, particularly for chicken meat too. So what areas did you look at and what did you find?
Yeah, so we covered at the baseline level, we covered the whole of supply chain. So we went right through from breeding and hatchery operations through to meat processing. And so we surveyed the industry, asked for data around energy use, you know, feed consumption, feed production, and emissions from manure, and aggregated all that up to get an emission intensity and total emissions from the industry. And that allowed us to really identify what the key hotspots were in the supply chain in terms of emissions, but also to understand within the context of a lot of technology and strategy out there, what is actually implementable and what is viable, you know, technologically, but also financially for the Australian chicken meat industry. So we found that overwhelmingly, feed production is the greatest source of greenhouse gas emissions. Up around, it could be 75 to 80% of the emissions are coming from feed. And then when we look at the grow out phase, that's usually around 10%. And meat processing might be, about 15% of emissions. And, as we go down, you've got breeding and hatchery, which is around 4%, 4 or 5% of the carbon footprint of chicken meat. But what that really highlighted is that I guess strategies are more viable or more crucial at different stages of the supply chain. So for contract growers, for example, there's not a lot they can do to address, feed consumption, sorry, feed formulation or genetics and how that interplays with FCR. But what is viable there is to, go back to those tried and true methods of making sure your fans are running as efficiently as possible. Anything you can do to make sure, your lights are running efficiently, and that, solar is still a really good and viable and cost-effective, as we've proven, option there. But, also there are some more novel strategies out there which might come into play in the future. But at this point in time, it really is, I guess, sticking with those tried and true cost-effective methods. And if we're talking about things like combustion, that might be viable in the future, but at this point in time, it's a bit of a red herring. It's, highly dependent on scale of production, but there are also perhaps other barriers that need a bit more R&D in the Australian context to overcome them. So to summarize and bring that all back, energy is really key, and anything that the supply chain or the industry can do to improve feed conversion and feed formulation.
Thanks, Fran. You really did cover off on all the different areas of the supply chain and where they really can have an impact on sustainability. Part of this project was also looking at some pathways, some options to try and reduce emissions too. Are you able to talk about those?
Yeah, definitely. So we modelled, I guess, an average supply chain, vertically integrated, and looked at what could be achieved there to reach net zero on the supply chain. And that the strategies we employed in that supply chain were based on our research. So they're ones that were deemed to be technically and economically viable. And so the first of those was addressing the feed, and in particularly opting for lower emission intensity feed ingredients, notably soybean meal there. Second, we also looked at implementing solar, and I think offsetting between 30 and 60% of grid electricity consumption at the farm level. We also looked at implementing energy efficiency improvements at the meat processing and grow out level. And then we also included a bit more of a novel strategy, and one that's getting a lot of media attention at the moment, and I guess is maybe a topic in and of itself. And that was carbon storage via tree planting, which, it is a great option. There's a lot of potential there, but it is hard to give, I guess, a, generic, this is how much carbon you can store. It's definitely not, I've got, a tree line on my property. That means I'm carbon neutral. It does require a fair bit of land, but it is a viable and probably going to be an increasingly important strategy moving forward. But also within those pathways, there were two key things which are actually pretty good strengths for the industry moving forward. The first being that we have seen that ongoing improvement in feed conversion over time. And that's really probably the strongest strategy that exists, because that improves environmental impacts across any category, and it's going to reduce emissions at all phases of the supply chain, because essentially you're producing the same amount of good with less input. And the second was around the decarbonisation of energy grids. So, energy, particularly at the grower level, that or at the meat processing level, that's a major input and also quite a large source of greenhouse gas emissions. But as more and more renewables come online, we will see the emission intensity of that power decline over time. So the industry or a particular farm provided there's no significant expansion, should see emissions reduce over time anyway, just in a business as usual operating scenario.
Thanks, Fran. You've really captured how even just small changes can still make a difference along the way. So thank you for that. But, if there's anything else that you'd like to say, I'll hand over to you.
Yeah, sure. So thank you for that. I guess this project, maybe it's a good time to touch on some other elements of the project because, we also looked at other environmental indicators. So that included, fossil energy use, fresh water consumption, land occupation. And one of the, key things we found there is that once again, chicken meat performs exceptionally well when we compare with other meat proteins in terms of those impacts, and that there are also still, opportunities, I guess, to improve across there. And if you think about fossil energy use, as discussed throughout this podcast, there are a lot of, I guess, synergies there between reducing your fossil energy consumption and also reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So anything you can do just around improving efficiency, that's going to have, I guess, other environmental benefits. And similarly, fresh water consumption, the actual, I guess, portion that the industry is directly responsible for is very small in the grand scheme of things. It really is dwarfed by that upstream, feed grain production. And so that, is another great news story for the industry that it's performing exceptionally well from that baseline already, which was great to see. And I think going forward, those sort of stories, which a lot of the industry just, know is de rigueur, know is business as usual operating model, will become more and more important as, the transparency and environmental credentials of our food products become even more important.
Thank you so much, Fran. I think you really did raise a very important point there, in that chicken meat does have a very good, like, does have very good credentials when it comes to environmental impacts and emissions already. So no, it is always a good news story. And even the water consumption that you touched on too, I think that's again another great story. So thank you so much for your time and for providing us with that great information on such an important topic at the moment. So thanks again, Fran.
No, thank you very much for having me.